Well, Kenneth, all I can say is reports this evening that Donald Trump is close to securing Greenland as the 51st state, although it'll probably not get statehood. It'll probably be like Puerto Rico and kept as a kind of backyard of the United States. In any case, there's only 50,000 people live there, Eskimos, as people my age call them, Inuits, as you're supposed to call them. And that's a small enough number to spread some US largesse and effectively purchase Greenland, bypassing Denmark, the NATO ally of the United States, which is so paralyzed with fear, it can only yelp at Russia rather than the United States, which is about to take a very substantial part of its sovereign territory. So he succeeded, it would appear. There's two American delegations headed there next week, and they are briefing in Washington that they are confident that Greenland is about to fall into their lap. Trump will therefore have extended the territory of the United States very considerably, because Greenland is one big land, that is for sure. He's already achieved his goal in Panama, where the puppet president there has acquiesced to the frankly ridiculous Trump claim that China was controlling the Panama Canal. In fact, China owned warehouses on either side of the canal that ships going through the canal often used. It never controlled the Panama Canal, but in any case, the puppet president of Panama has forced the Chinese companies who owned those warehouses to sell up to BlackRock, you guessed it. So I wouldn't be as sure as you that he will not succeed in getting his hands on Canada.